Welcome to this edition of Play Like a Raven. And we have joining us tight ends coach Wade Harmon. Coach, talk about Dennis Pitta and what he does as a tight end.
Well, Dennis is a very technique-oriented receiver. He's got good speed and good size, but what he does a great job of is being able to set up his routes, making one route look like the next route so DBs don't get a feel for what he's doing. He has ability to make things look similar, and then he may be going this way or he may be going that way. He does a great job of not giving it away. Very subtle, very readable for the quarterback to see. I think Joe and he have a great feel together. You know, he knows, you know, he may look like he's going one way, but Joe knows where he's going, and he kind of knows where to throw the ball and when to throw it, and they have a real good working relationship as players.
Show us on film what you're talking about as far as his ability to run the route.
All right, this first one here, we got him, actually, he's in a slot position. He's right here, and Ed Dixon is inside, so we like to get these guys out on the field. They're good matchups for us. And obviously, if they want to try to take one away, it's hard to take them both away. And that's part of what happens on this play a little bit. You know, Ed was having a great game, getting a lot of balls in this game. And as you can see, he's drawing a crowd. All right, he's getting two guys jumping him. Dennis does a great job of it. He threatens this guy vertically, but he's got the DB turned to the outside, and he does a great job of exploding across his face. And he does it, you know, some guys can't make that turn that tight, and they collision that guy, and then they get themselves covered. All right, but what Dennis does a great job of here. See a right foot in the ground, bam, and then just a quick little crossover, right, and it gets right into that hole. This is a third down, nice conversion for us.
What I'm also seeing is the fact that from Joe Flacco's perspective, there's a great separation once he makes that move across the defender's face.
Right, he does it, and he does it fast, he does it explosive. You can see it here, Ed's kind of walling this area off, but you can see that the separation he's got, that's all you need. And he does a great job of getting this. This is a key third down for us in here. Gets through there, almost shakes free for a big game. And you have a guy that's that size and can move that quickly and break across DBs' faces like that. It's a great advantage for you.
Certainly other teams look at film, and then once it becomes on film, you have tendencies. So take us through later in the year where you have a similar formation, and now what does Dennis do?
Right, that last route we've ran is probably one of our bread and butters. We run a lot. So every team we've played since then has probably seen that combination. So we give them the same look. It starts out from right there. It's looking exactly the same as it was before. And that's what this guy's thinking. This guy's a veteran player, has played in this league a long time, and does a lot of film study. So he gives them the same look in here, gives them a little bit of a hint, but now he gives them a little boop the other way. And now he's got him turned. You can see him actually jump inside that. He thinks, all right, I'm going to pick this ball off. I got it. Oh, nope. Dennis has got you because he's going the other way. And he does a great job of framing the ball. I mean, getting your hands together, looking it in. And again, coming down the end zone, not letting that ball come out. You can see him go up. We call high point the ball. Get it at its highest point. Catch, boom, into the body. Get on your back so the ball doesn't pop out. Get it tight. You know, hold it up for your official. Touchdown Ravens.
We love when the officials put their hands up in the air. One of the things I saw on this particular play was the anticipation factor of Joe. Joe and Dennis both being on the same page, that the defender thought that he was breaking inside, but Joe let that ball go before he even had a chance to have his head around and look for it.
Yeah, that's the thing that, you know, you teach and you work on and try to coach, but that's something they have to work together. They have to trust each other. They have to get their reps during practice, and they have a real good feel for each other on those things.
When you're talking about film study, you take it out to the practice field, you build a level of trust, and then when it's game time, you're able to go out there and play like a Raven.